Good morning. What's your name?
Esther Marie Hernandez.
Okay, Ms. Hernandez. Ms. Hernandez, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Mill. And to my immediate right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead this morning. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner. Ms. Hernandez, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself?
No, I represent myself.
Okay. Ms. Hernandez, just for the record, would you just state your full name and your ADC number for us?
Yes, sir. Esther Marie Hernandez. 320-176.
Okay, Ms. Hernandez, at this time I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Ms. Hernandez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one. You have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, Ms. Hernandez, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay. The first allegation on your warrant states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about May 11, 2018 per the task GCMS lab report dated May 17, 2018. Ms. Hernandez, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. The second allegation states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12C as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse treatment with CHC on or about May 19, 2018. Is that true or false, Ms. Hernandez?
That's true.
Okay. And then your last allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12C as demonstrated by your refusal to attend, participate, and complete a 90-day residential treatment program on or about May 16, 2017. Ms. Hernandez, is that true or false?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. All right then, Ms. Hernandez. And based on the admission of Ms. Hernandez, I notified that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lapses or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself. Agreed. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. And agreed, Mr. Neal. Ms. Hernandez, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two by getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to go over some information with you from the warrant, then give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Ms. Hernandez was released from ADC custody on 1-3-2018 and arrested on 5-21-2018 by ADC. No new charges. She was returned back to ADC on 5-21-2018 with a CSED of 8-14-2018, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2013 dangerous drug violation, 1 year and 6 months. No prior terms of supervision. This is her first term. I'm sorry, no prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, there's no information. She has no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations is minimal. Other arrests, there were other arrests, but the charges were either not processed or dismissed. She has a GV score of G1, V1.
Okay, Ms. Hernandez, I see that when you were released on January 3rd, you were released for community supervision with approved placement at the Skelly House located at 2342 West Turney Avenue in Phoenix. Then it looks like on January 22nd, you were given consent to move in with your mother, Maria Orozco, at 4008 West Palm Lane. You didn't have any other address that had been approved for you at that time. Were you working during that period of time?
Yes.
Where were you working? What did you do?
I was working for a temporary service with Allegiant Staffing, and I was where I was placed at was at a candy shop called Cactus Candy.
Uh-huh.
And I was working at shipping and receiving there.
So it looks like that you also worked at Waste Management for a while, but you quit
yes.
your job to being a victim of sexual harassment at
Yes.
And is that when you got your other job?
Yes, I was working outside Waste. I'm still in the system for Allegiant Staffing. It's like they were shorting out a job, so I went and applied at Waste Management. I got a job there, and then I was just having problems there, so I just continued to go through Allegiant Staffing.
Okay, all right. So it looks like on January 3rd you were enrolled in task for random drug urinalysis testing, and you were assigned the color of olive. Looks like on January 19th, February 27th, your task results were negative. Then on March 21st, you failed to report the test. Then on March 22nd, you did take another test, and the results were negative. It looks like April 25th. The amount of urine specimen that was provided, the defendant was unsuitable for testing. Then it looks like on April 26th, you tested positive for amphetamines, and then you self-admitted to using methamphetamine on April 24th. Then on May 11th, the test results confirmed you were positive for methamphetamine. Then it looks like on going back to January 3rd, that you were referred to SAGE for substance abuse, but on April 11th, you successfully completed the SAGE program. Then it looks like on May 1st, you were positive UA for amphetamine. You referred to substance abuse classes with CAC. It's like on May 19th, you missed your group for the second time. What happened? It looks like you were out, you were doing good, you were testing negative.
I went to my SAGE, I was going to my classes, and then I did drop dirty, and she wanted me to go to the CS, or the other program, and I was going, and then that's when my dad had a real head stroke, he was in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
So I informed my group meeting teacher that I was going to miss those classes, so she was aware of that, and I also told my parole officer about it. And she wanted me to go to some rehab or whatever. And I told her that I would rather come back here instead of going to the rehab.
You
so
see.
That way, because there's, to me, in my opinion, there was more, I've been to rehab, I've been to the halfway houses, and there's more drugs there than we're being here back here in prison. So I told her that I would just come back if that's what she was choosing to send me to a rehab.
Okay, so that's why you refused to go to the 90-day residential treatment program.
Because I was at the Scully House, and that's why I also asked to move to my mother's, for the reason being that I was surrounded by drugs there also. So that's why I moved to my sister's, and then she wanted to send me to rehab, and I told her no, that I didn't want to go to a rehab.
Okay.
That I would just rather come back this way.
Okay, it says that you refused and requested to be returned to custody. So, Mr. Landers, it looks like you were testing negative, and you were doing good. What caused you to relapse?
My dad had, it's no excuse, but I was having a lot of problems. My mom had, found out she had cervical cancer. My son had surgery on his leg. My daughter left the army, and my dad had a real bad stroke, and it was just a lot of weight on me, and I used that one time, and I have no excuses for it, and I do apologize for my actions and what I chose, you know, but there's no excuses for what I did.
Okay, Mr. Landers, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Landers, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
No.
Okay. Mr. Nandis, the board's going to go into discussing, while the board's in discussing, Mr. Nandis, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, however, to remain silent while the board's in discussing. We will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, during which time we'll come back and give you the results of the board's decision, okay?
I understand. Thank you.
All righty. The board is now into discussion. It appears that Ms. Hernandez was doing very well when she first got out. She was working. She was testing negative. She had some family issues that she had with her dad and her daughter. I believe she said her daughter went into the service, if I heard it right. And then her mom was ill, and there was just some family issues that was going on. She had completed a rehab program, and they wanted her to go back into one, but she said there was more drugs and things going on there, that she would prefer to go back to prison than to go into one of the drug programs that she didn't think was really helping her. She will be released on August 14th of 2018, which is less than a month away. I think if she goes ahead and complete her time while she's in custody, and hopefully stay off the drug, participate in a rehab program that may be there for her in prison, work with her CO3, so that when she gets out, she's able to lead a productive life and hopefully not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again after she's released on August 14th. That is my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Hernandez, finding that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as she did relapse and start to use illegal drugs.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Okay, Ms. Hernandez?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. We do want to wish you the best of luck, and hopefully that you remain off of drugs. You will be released on August 14th of this year, which is less than a month away when you'll be released. And we hope that, you know, all the family issues that you have, that you are able to work with your family, try to resolve those issues, especially with your daughter and your son, and hopefully that you'll be a productive citizen and not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement once you are released on August 14th of 2018. Again, this board does wish you the best of luck. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you for participating in the hearing. Could you please put the CO3 back on the line for us, please?
Yes. Thank you.